Welcome to BSPK Clienteling Unveiled, your guide to the latest trends and strategies in clienteling. I'm your host, Katie, and today we're diving into a crucial topic for any retail business: increasing sales numbers through upsell and cross-sell techniques. Joining me are two special guests who are experts in the field. First, we have Jeff Ellis, a seasoned sales leader with years of experience in implementing upselling and cross-selling strategies. Welcome, Jeff.
Thank you for having me, Katie. I'm excited to share some valuable insights with our listeners today.
Our second guest is Enrique, an engineer at BSPK and works with data and analytics. Welcome, Enrique.
Happy to be here. I look forward to discussing how data can enhance upselling and cross-selling strategies.
Let's start by discussing the basics. Jeff, can you explain what upselling and cross-selling are and why they are important for increasing average order value, AOV, and driving profits?
Absolutely, Katie. Upselling involves promoting a higher priced version of a product that the customer already intends to purchase, while cross-selling involves suggesting additional products or services alongside the primary purchase. Both strategies are essential for boosting AOV and driving profits by encouraging customers to purchase more.
That's fascinating. Enrique, how can retailers utilize data to enhance their upselling and cross-selling strategies?
Data plays a crucial role in understanding customer behavior and preferences. By analyzing customer data, retailers can identify patterns and trends that can help them suggest relevant upsells and cross-sells. Additionally, data can help retailers personalize their recommendations, making them more effective.
Jeff, can you share some best practices for implementing upselling and cross-selling strategies?
Certainly. One best practice is to train your sales team to recognize upselling and cross-selling opportunities. Additionally, it's essential to offer relevant and valuable suggestions to customers based on their needs and preferences. Finally, tracking the success of your upselling and cross-selling efforts can help you refine your strategies over time.
Great advice. Enrique, how can retailers measure the success of their upselling and cross-selling efforts?
One way to measure success is to track the increase in AOV resulting from upselling and cross-selling. Additionally, retailers can measure customer satisfaction and retention rates to gauge the effectiveness of their strategies.
Jeff and Enrique, thank you for sharing your insights on increasing sales through upsell and cross-sell techniques. Before we wrap up, do you have any final thoughts for our listeners?
My pleasure, Katie. My final thought is to always prioritize the customer's needs and preferences when implementing upselling and cross-selling strategies. By focusing on providing value to the customer, retailers can build long-term relationships and drive sustainable sales growth.
I couldn't agree more. It's essential to leverage data to understand your customers better and offer personalized recommendations that add value to their shopping experience. By doing so, retailers can increase sales and build customer loyalty.
Thank you both for joining me today. That's all for this episode of BSPK Clienteling Unveiled. Join us next time for more insights and strategies to help you succeed in clienteling. Until then, happy selling.